It was interesting to see what the Germans were telling their people and the world today about the invasion. As you know, the Germans were first with the news, and it may be that Dr. Goebbels is trying to build up a temporary reputation for being first with the news and having it fairly accurate in order later on, when the battle becomes really crucial, to fool us by pulling some fakes. Even tonight, you could detect some of the old Nazi propaganda tricks. They began speaking of our enormous losses, though we had heard from our own reporters that the losses were light. And they were pulling an old one of interviewing Allied parachute prisoners and having them say that they got a terrible reception from German guns and were now glad to come out of it alive. That's pure propaganda. The Germans have pulled it before. We may expect them to play on our home front nerves by exaggerating our losses. Another Nazi propaganda line broadcast all day was that we had begun the invasion on the orders of Moscow. This is rather laughable, but the Nazis no doubt expect that it will appeal to the professional Russian haters in allied countries. Also, Nazi propaganda came forth with its first alibis today. There seems no doubt, as Mr. Churchill told the Commons, that we scored an initial tactical success. So the Germans said that their strategy now was to yield ground when it was of no importance. This, of course, prepared the German home listeners for possible coming reverses. Thus, Nazi broadcast explained that the present stretch of coastline held by the Allies was not the strongest part of the Atlantic Wall, which explained why the enemy had been able to successfully land upon it. In fact, I have an idea that that German Atlantic Wall may turn out to be largely the work of the imagination of Dr. Goebbels. As Prime Minister Churchill explained in his second speech to the Commons this afternoon, our initial invasion attempt had gone better than expected. The German reaction was weaker than expected. There was no prolonged fight along the beaches or in the waters just off the beaches as at Dieppe. But he also warned that one could not yet predict how the battle would go. That would depend on what the Germans do, how they move and with what and so forth. Actually, our high command has foreseen several phases of this invasion, several crises, so to speak. The first was expected in the first 48 hours along the beachheads when the Germans would try to throw our forces back into the sea. Apparently, as Mr. Churchill indicated, by scoring a tactical surprise, the Germans could not do that. The Germans were not expecting our landings when and where they took place. But it is always possible that they can pull in local reinforcements and make quite a battle of it before we get very far inland. Here, our parachute divisions, which were landed last night, will play a role. The next phase, which the Allies expect, the next crisis, so to speak, will probably come 10 days to 2 weeks from today. By then, the Germans will have made up their minds as to where our main force is being thrown in. If you listen to German broadcast today, it was evident the Germans didn't yet know. They spoke of today's landings as being perhaps only diversions, as if they expected the main blow somewhere else, perhaps directly across the channel in the Pas-de-Calais area. But within a fortnight or so, the German commander must decide where he thinks the main Allied blow is coming, gather in his reserves from France, and go over to the counterattack. And that will be the second phase, the second crisis, which our invading forces must overcome and which they expect. Then when we've surmounted that, there will be a third crisis, the most important of all. This probably will not take place, according to the ideas in the Allied High Command, for about 6 weeks or 2 months. The main lines of our strategy will by then be obvious, and the time will be at hand when the Germans must pull not just counterattacks, but a counteroffensive in order to save their position in Western Europe. This will be the main battle of the campaign. With the Germans using up all their reserves, which by then they will have had time to bring from as far away as Germany itself, or perhaps even from the Balkans. By this time, of course, we will have had time to bring over our reserves, and the great crucial battle of the summer will then have been enjoined. Well, that was the thinking of Allied commanders while preparing the invasion this spring. No plans ever remain unchanged in battle. There will be surprises and setbacks and many a change in plans. But in all our excitement and vast relief at our initial successes in getting a foothold in France today, we must remember that the battle is scarcely begun and that many grim days lie ahead, unless, of course, the Germans collapse. And that could happen, but we can be sure that our high command certainly is not counting on it.